This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, hour number two of USA Prepares Epigenetics. And, Gwyneth, I sent you a picture of the puppies. And these are puppies that were freezing cold. They were shivering. They were wet. Their fur was frozen. Somebody dumped them off to see if they could be adopted, and so we adopted these two puppies, and I sent you a picture, and they're going to be a lot to handle, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I think that there's a few possibilities of what happened here. I think that at first I thought that they would be wolf dogs, but I had a look at some, you know, photos of wolf dogs. And I thought, no, that's not quite right. So I did a bit more digging, researching, brainstorming. And I think most likely what they are is either they're called coy wolves or coy dogs. What that means is coyotes cross wolf or coyote cross dog. And if it's coyote cross dog, I think that it's most likely going, that the dog component is most likely going to be something like an Akita or a Samoyed or a Japanese Spitz or one of these fluffy type breeds. Because that's a really fluffy coat. And that is that's what makes me think maybe not a coy wolf, because their coat is a lot fluffier than what you would normally see in a wolf, if that makes sense. You know, that coyote component is going to be a problem because of their epigenetics. And you get a coyote can scale a 10-foot tall fence. And they've got a really, really strong prey drive. And you can't chain them up. They'll go insane. They'll go crazy if they're on a chain. And that means that for the next, if you keep them, then for the next 2 years, it's going to require intense 24/7 supervision just to get them reasonably. I don't think they'll ever be completely domesticated, but to the point where they're not killing your livestock, if that makes sense, Vincent.
Oh, it absolutely does. You know, it's been cold, so we have a pen in the garage. We took a cattle panel and we formed a U shape with the cattle panel. And there's a garage door there that is one wall of this pen we have for them. So it's a 16-foot cattle panel. And those little buggers, they're the smartest dogs I've ever seen. They really are. They're just maybe a couple months old at the most. They're growing like weeds on fertilizer. I've never seen anything like it, but they are so smart. And I was able to train them to sit in a couple minutes, literally a couple minutes. I had some bread, and I cut it into, maybe 1/2 inch by 1/2 inch by 1/2 inch cubes. And I put them in a little baggie in my pocket. And I walk out, you know, the farm with them, and they follow me. They want to be wherever I am. And if I say, puppies, they come running. I mean, they literally come running. They're well-behaved. They give me their paw. They sit. And it only took a couple minutes to train these guys. It was amazing. But they liked chasing the chickens. And they had one down, and the chicken survived, which was great. And then we've been watching them, and they will go after the chickens. So I'm thinking we're going to have to use a shock collar, which I don't want to use. I mean, it's like, what's the best of a lot of bad choices? One is have them euthanized, and I don't want to do it. Another one is shoot them. I don't want to do that. Another is to put them in captivity, total captivity. I don't want to do that. And the third is whenever they go near a chicken, hit the button and give them a little jolt that says, boy, that's too much pain for me. I guess I won't do that anymore. So that's what I'm thinking. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, I think that's how it might have to be, at least for a little while. But you might have to watch them after you take the collar off, because they might figure out that the jolt's actually coming from the collar.
They are incredibly smart. I mean, they'll know that.
That's where the coyote epigenetic comes in, and you actually get hybrid vigor if they have been crossed with something like a Japanese Spitz or a Samoyed, which they got such a fluffy coat. Have they got a bit of a curl in their tail?
Just a bit, not much, just a slight curve upward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, that's what makes me think that it's something like an Akita or a Japanese Spitz or a Samoyed, and that because their coats are so fluffy. And Samoyeds, my dad used to have a Samoyed, and they are so clever. People say that Border Collies are the smartest dog breed. I reckon that Samoyeds could give Border Collies a run for their money. They are so smart. And you would get hybrid vigor between the coyote, which is, I mean, their very survival depends on them being intelligent and learning quickly, and something like a Samoyed or a Japanese Spitz or an Akita, which are all highly intelligent breeds. You would get hybrid vigor coming in, which would up the intelligence level again from that. And I reckon that's what you've got there. That somebody's girl dog has gotten out and come and gone out bush and found a coyote dog, and when it's been on heat and come back with this litter of puppies in its belly, and they've gotten to a certain age. My guess would be between 12 and 14 weeks. And or maybe a bit younger if the person knew what they were looking at, and they just said, listen, we don't want to deal with this, and didn't want to put them down and didn't want to send them to the pound. So they dumped them by the side of the road. And if you hadn't found them, then they might have died of the cold, but they might have actually survived. And they might have just gone feral and become cattle killers in the long run, you know. So it's probably better that you found them and training them to bring out their better.
Yeah, I think the intelligence of these dogs is something I've never seen before, and I thought German Shepherds were smart. But these guys are smarter than German Shepherds, and naturally. They're just naturally smarter. At least that's what they appear to be right now. And so we're going to try to keep them. I really don't want to send them into harm's way. And I don't want to put them out in the wild. And I'm hoping that we're going to be able to train them to be allies instead of enemies of our farm. So that's the plan. So, Gwyneth, regarding genetics, epigenetics, what can someone do? Let's say, like those who used to be our friends in Virginia, the ones who just, I mean, their ancestors got on a sailboat or a sailing ship and came across from Europe to invade the United States. That's what they did, to take over, and they have. And but yet the people who descended from them don't have that adventure in them and will not move. They're going to stay there no matter what, even if they have better opportunities elsewhere. What is it that someone could do, or can't they do, with their DNA? Are people stuck because they, is it laziness? What is it?
Well, it's like this. Everybody has choices in their life. I mean, there's certain things in your DNA that you will be able to do and that you won't be able to do. And that some things are just absolutely born natural for some people. Like, for instance, I'm from a family that's been riding horses for, as far as anyone can trace. I got on a horse for the first time when I was 15 years old. And for me, it was like learning to walk. So, and it was that kind of a trajectory of mechanical learning. So it was extremely quick. And I was I was at the point where I was cantering the horse within a week or two, which is blindingly fast. And so for somebody else, they might just be plodding for months before they get up to a trot. You know, but for me, that was just not an option. And that part of that is past life epigenetics, but part of it is just DNA, that my family's been horse riders for hundreds and hundreds of years, every generation, including my dad, and you know, probably including my granddad too, definitely including my mum's dad. He was a guard at Buckingham Palace, riding a big black horse to guard the king, and at the time. But what you can do is you can get the strong points of your epigenetics and use it to make up for the weak point. So you need to sit down and maybe do a personality test, a psychological test, to really see like a profile of your personality. And you know, I don't get paid by him, but I've done his test. And Jordan B. Peterson has an excellent psychoanalytical personality test. On his, so if you just type in Jordan Peterson personality test, you'll find it. And it costs something like $11 or $12 US. And you fill out a questionnaire that has like 30 or 40 questions. And it tells you what sort of personality you have. And you can use the strong points of your personality to help to make up for the weak points of your personality. I think that is, for most people, the best option. And you can work through sheer effort. You can work on building up the areas that you are weak in. And maybe, you know, maybe you won't be Gary Kasparov for chess playing, for example, but you might be able to learn how to think 2 or 3 moves ahead. You know, and this is an example of it. Does that make sense,
Simpson? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely it does. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, what's next?
Okay. Personally, on the topic of still speaking with epigenetics, for example, myself, can I talk about myself for a bit? I hate being told what to do, you know, and my family, my dad's family, you go back five generations and you hit City of London bankers. And they don't like being told what to do very much. They make their own decisions. And it's the thing of having to learn to take advice from people who actually knew better than me was something that was something I had to learn. And for other people, it might come naturally. But for me, it was actually something I had to actually learn to do. And it was really interesting because one of the main people who did that was Archie. And also going to university and meeting some of the absolutely fabulous lecturers I had. I had world-class professors teaching me at university. I mean, famous environmental scientists, and they were my lecturers, and they were my professors, and that I found that it was, you know, something that, that I could really learn from other people, and that was something that actually taught me how to listen to other people, to have such brilliant people with such a wide knowledge base, and to have the opportunity to learn from them. And I realized that I would be stupid to not learn from these people. I would be an idiot to think that I knew more than these people. So that was something that helped teach me. But also being married to Archie, and that a lot of the time he just flat out did know more than I did, even though he had, you know, he didn't even know how to read and write when he left school. He learned how to read and write from Superman comics. You know, he learned nothing in school. You know, but in a lot of other ways, he had a lot of smarts that I didn't have, and I found that I could learn from him so much. And so for me, it's been a process of learning to learn from other people, if that makes sense, Vincent. But then growing up, becoming a mother, and having sons with the same personality that I have. They don't want to do anything. Now, they went through, now that they're adults, they're beginning to realize maybe mum knows a thing or two. But all through their childhood and adolescence, mum didn't know anything. We know better than mum. It'll be okay. That's just dumb old mum. She doesn't know anything. Come on. We know how to do it better than that. And that was the story of me trying to get some sense through to my sons a lot of the time. And the younger one tended to listen a bit more than the older one, but the older one wouldn't listen. He knew better. And now that he's an adult, he's starting to realize that mum actually does know a thing or two. And I'm glad of that. You know, and I'm realizing that he knows a lot of things I don't know as well, because he is pretty smart. But that's the thing, is learning how to deal with your own epigenetics, learning how to deal with your strengths, learning how to deal with your weaknesses, learning to recognize your weaknesses and learning to recognize when they're popping up and going, uh-oh, this particular trait beginning to manifest, and maybe that's not such a good thing, and maybe I should stop that. And often it is as simple as recognizing when a negative trait, like, for instance, I don't know, cowardice, begins to rear its ugly head, and making a conscious effort instead of being a coward to be brave. Because there's something written in the Bible, there's no cowards in heaven. Cowards don't make it to heaven.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Mexican officials have arrested a suspect in connection with the kidnappings of 4 U.S. citizens, 2 of which were murdered. 24-year-old Jose Guadalupe was guarding the house where cartel members held captive and tortured the 4 Americans. The White House yesterday.
Attacks on U.S. citizens are unacceptable, no matter where or under what circumstances they happen. We will continue to work closely with the Mexican government to ensure justice is done in this case.
The victims were discovered in a wooden shack in Ujito, Tecolote. a suburb east of the Mexican city of Matamoros. Authorities have not revealed if Guadalupe is part of the Gulf Cartel, the gang accused of the kidnappings and murders. Today is International Women's Day. It's a global day celebrating the historical, cultural, and political achievements of women. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us in Australia. Gwyneth, have you been following this story about the Perth Mint, who sold billions of what we'll call them dollars worth of gold to China, and it was diluted, it was substandard, the purity was not correct, and they tried to cover it up, and they've been doing it for 5 years. Are you up on that story?
I haven't heard it, but it doesn't surprise me.
Here it is. So here's what the internet's saying. Perth Mint sold billions in diluted gold to China, tried to cover it up. And this is on Zero Hedge. And what they're saying is, according to ABC Australia, ABC News, that's the Australian news, is saying that The historic Perth Mint is facing a potential $9 billion recall of gold bars after selling diluted or doped bullion to China and then covering it up, according to a leaked internal report. Goes on to say that ABC News uncovered, this is Australia News, uncovered documents charting the Western Australia government-owned mint's decision to begin doping its gold in 2018 and how it withheld evidence from its largest client in an effort to protect its reputation. While the gold remained under broader industry standards, the gold, the report estimated up to 100 tons of gold sent to Shanghai Gold Exchange potentially did not comply with Shanghai's strict purity standards for silver content. It goes on to say one Perth Mint insider who asked not to be identified or named, as this person could face 5 years in jail if the identity is revealed, said it's a scandal of the highest level. I don't know if I've ever seen one this big, that person said. So it goes on to say the mint began doping its gold as a cost-saving measure in 2018, expecting to save up to $620,000 per year, a tiny fraction of its annual sales. The bottom line is the gold was reported to be of one purity, and it was less than that. Can you imagine that? So now we see governments in many locations throughout the world lying, cheating, misrepresenting, obfuscating everyone else. That's what's happening. That's what happened with COVID. That's what happened with the alleged vaccinations. That's what happens with the printing of currency. It's a tax on everybody when the value of currency becomes worth less and less and less. And it's happening to us, the little people, by governments and corporations. It's an outrage. And it always ends the same way. In Europe right now, there are protests. Farmers with tractors in, I believe it's in Belgium, have clogged the central business district with thousands of tractors. I think 2,700 tractors. I'm talking big tractors. I'm talking tractors 100 horsepower and larger. Four-wheel drive tractors of every color. Color meaning brand. New Holland blue. There's some red tractors. There's some John Deere green tractors. Huge tractors. I'm talking about with cabs and air conditioning. These guys are protesting the government crackdown on fertilizer. The farmers can't make it go without fertilizer. But then again, we're running out of fertilizer. So instead of letting the market sort itself out, instead of the government saying, here's the problem, what do you all think we should do about it, and involving the farmers, they're telling the farmers what to do. In another country, they are raising the age of retirement. I believe that's France. And then there's rioting going on there. Because I believe it's France. Have you read that story, Gwyneth, about the rioting going on because of the age of retirement going up?
Yeah. I've heard about that. And it's in Paris. Paris is a really, really interesting city. It's had a reputation of being a very elegant place. But you look back in the history books, about once every 100 or a couple of 100 years, that city erupts in violent riots. And it's been doing that for, you know, as far back as you can trace. And the thing is that, once again, the Parisians hate being told what to do. And every 100 or couple of 100 years, you get somebody really autocratic and dictatorial gets into the French government, and then You know, I'm not advocating this, but this is just what happens. The French feel the need to roll out the guillotine, figuratively or literally. And that's how it goes with the history of Paris and France. And, that's their epigenetics. That's what they have to deal with. And that's what they do. And they at that time, they get very short-tempered. But they go and smash things up for a bit, but then they go dragging people who think they run the show out of their palaces. And it's quite interesting to watch, because you'd think that the people inhabiting the palaces would figure it out. But maybe they shouldn't do that because, you know, but this is what the populace in their part of the world's been doing for hundreds of years. And maybe that's going to continue like that in the future, because that's the programming that they've got deep in their DNA. But they don't seem to learn. Yeah, it all goes back to the same thing. It's like watching a television show or a play that you've seen like three or four times before. You know what's going to happen next. You know what I mean? And in different parts of the world, it plays out differently. Like here in Australia, the people, they're full of bluster, but at the end of the day, most of them, not all of them, but most of them are fairly cowed, and they fall into line. And it's only a few of them that stay out of the eye of things, out in the bush somewhere, and just look after themselves, and are there to put it all back together when it all goes wrong. And that's how it is in Australia. In America, you've got a fondness for projectile firing devices. But I heard somebody say that everybody's waiting for the go signal. Nobody seems to be willing to, issue the go signal, and everybody's just sort of sitting around waiting for somebody else to make the order to go, and they don't realize that you're on your own. That there's nobody there who's going to tell you what to do, but you've got to look after yourself, and you've got to look after your immediate kin and maybe one or two very, very close friends, because there's nobody coming to help you. And if you've got projectile firing devices, that's well and good, and you should keep them, but you should realize that you can't expect to be able to form any big militia and go taking the government back or anything like that at this time, because it ain't going to happen. You have not got the critical mass. And nobody's talking to anybody. And there's too many infiltrators, with the emphasis on traitor. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, it absolutely does make sense. And I can tell you that we have been infiltrated at USA Preparers. When I had the meetups, there were infiltrators who came to the meetups. We know who they are. We don't know individually their names, but we can spot them. And I'm not going to tell you how we can spot them. But, yeah, we did. And I've said this on the air many times over the years that when they came to the restaurant for our meetups, I would see new people, and I could tell. You know, like two guys would show up, and they'd sit with each other, and they look different. So I would go up, as I always did, no special routine. I would say hello to everybody, every single person in the restaurant who was part of our meetup. And sometimes it was up over 300, and sometimes it was as low as 50. But I would shake hands with everybody, welcome them to the meetup. And when I got to the guys who were the infiltrators, I said to them, well, I see you're new. It's great to have you here. Tell you what, I'm going to introduce you to a couple people, and they'll be glad to join you. And I brought over two ladies who had been with us for a very long time, who I've known for a very long time. And I said to them, we've got some infiltrators. Why don't you join them and make them feel welcome? So they sat, you know, there would be one infiltrator in a booth sitting opposite the other infiltrator, two guys. And the girls would sit right next to them, sit real close to them. And they were so uncomfortable, the infiltrators said, we have to use the men's room. And they went to, and they left.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Yeah, well, and they didn't stay long enough for me to take their picture and put them on the Internet. But we had the Get Prepared Expos, and we had infiltrators from the agencies come there because they wanted to see what we're up to and what kind of devious things that they thought we would be up to. And there was nothing. I mean, if they wanted to learn how to suture a wound, they learned how to do that. If they wanted to learn how to do some of their own, like replace a crown in their teeth, we taught them how to do that. We taught them how to think with their gut. We taught them how to make biomass, how to plant a garden. I mean, all kinds of things. Everything you could possibly think of, we taught. Survival economics. You know, 80 seminars and one per hour, as many as seven or eight simultaneously for 2.5 days. And that's what we did, and they were trying to find something. There was nothing to find. But every organization has infiltrators in class. You really need to realize that. And we have them here at USA Prepares on the radio. We have them. We have them. They beat us up on the Internet. They can't find a single thing that they like about us. Every day they beat us up. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? It's true.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why Internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted.
But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I got some reports from people who attended gun shows in the last couple of months. And I'm mentioning this because Gwyneth mentioned projectile firing devices here in the United States. And here's what I learned based on what they told me. And I believe these guys and gals. That if you buy a used handgun, let's say a semi-automatic pistol, and it's being sold by an individual, it will sell for a higher price than you could buy a brand new one for with tax. So if you buy a brand new one, you get, for example, Springfield Armory. Let's say a 9mm or a 45. You can buy a brand new one for $399, and it comes with three magazines, a hard plastic carrying case, and it comes with the adjustable or modifiable back straps so that you can have a small, medium, or large one. It's an insert to fit your hand. If you buy a used one, you get one magazine, typically, not the three. You don't get the case, and you don't get the adjustments. And it may cost $500, $450, $400. I'm sorry, not $400. $450 or $500 or more. People are paying more now for privacy. They're paying more for anonymity. And the price of ammunition has come down just a little tiny bit. Back when I lived in Virginia, I could go to the Chinese factory outlet when I taught the Boy Scouts how to shoot. I could buy 550 rounds of 22 long rifle manufactured by Federal for $7.99. A little more than a penny a piece, right? Less than 2 cents a piece. Now, the lowest price that you can get them is about just under 9 cents a piece. So, that's inflation. That's what our government has done with the assistance of the Federal Reserve. And if you think that your guy is a good guy, your congressperson, your senator is a good guy, he's been fighting for your state for a long time, I submit to you, that guy or gal is the problem. Just as every person who has been selected for office is the problem. Never re-elect anyone. Never. There are people who thought Donald Trump was great. People thought Joe Biden was great. And here we are. The economy has been destroyed. Health has been destroyed. We've been lied to by both those guys. And if you remember, and you remember correctly, you heard me say, I'm not voting. I'm not voting. My vote doesn't count. And people thought, wow, you're going to let the wrong guy get in? Which guy's the wrong guy? Would it be Donald Trump? Would it be Joe Biden? They're both the wrong guy. They both have sold us out. And that's the truth. Gwyneth?
Yeah, at this point, the whole political system is so broken. I don't think there is any getting it back. I really don't. I think that the people who occupy political offices, by and large, there may be one or two exceptions, but I don't think so. They've got no actual practical skills. They've never done anything other than be lawyers, accountants, and politicians, maybe bankers. Yeah, but lawyers, accountants, politicians, and bankers have no practical real-life skills, by and large, of the type that we're talking about at USA Prepares. I mean, do you get your average banker on the weekend going home and digging a potato patch or thinking about setting a broody chicken? Or, you know, discussing with his wife whether or not they should get a herd of milk goats. These are just random things. Or, you know, they might think that it would be a good idea for their children to learn to ride horses, but not trail riding as such. Probably more useless skills like dressage and show jumping, which is not entirely useless, okay? Because if you're a good dressage rider, you should be an improved horseman. That's the whole point of dressage originally. Yes. But they don't do anything practical.
Right.
All of they do is take up space. And yeah. Rob people of the money in their rights. That's all they do. Does that make sense?
When we had our expos, I visited many, many banks, and I invited them to come to the expo to teach people how interest works. How does it work? If you borrow money, how does it work? What are the fees? And if you save money, how do you get paid interest? How does that work? To encourage young people, young children, how banking works. And do you know, not one bank would come to our expo to teach young children how banking works. Not one. And the National Guard wouldn't come. And no government-related organization would come to our expo. Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.